I'm never use no medicals. I like clean sport.
Big drama show.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BodyFunctions.com.
What broke them down? Was it
just the body functions?
I was hitting with body functions. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BodyFunctions.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back to another spontaneous morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio as me and my main man, Mike, come to you to talk a little Canelo versus Triple G pay-per-view numbers. How many buys did they do? Are one of them a proven star? This is what we're going to be talking about. If you're interested, well, you know what to do. Hit that thumbs up button as you're joining the stream. Call a call-in number to give us your opinion at 1-425-569-5241. We're taking calls early this morning while you're on your way to work. If you're here in the East Coast, it's a gloomy, rainy day. But we're going to brighten that up with some good old-fashioned boxing talk. Let me head on out to my main man, Mike.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, TBV family? We're back with another one. Canelo, Triple G. The numbers are out. I'm going to tell you how. It didn't quite do as good as last time, but still earn more money, if that makes sense. But we'll break it down. We'll get into it, and we'll chop it on up.
I mean, well, go ahead and take lead. Let us know what's that mean. How to generate more money but didn't do as well as last time?
Well, the rumors are out that it did 1.1, and last time it did 1.2. But the increase with that $10 little thing, I guess that propelled it to generate more revenue than the first one did.
And obviously, when you say rumors, we're reporting this story from ESPN, which
Dan Rayfield is source.
Yeah, which happens to be a credible source. But the story is that the rematch between Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin on September 15th, which took place at the T-Mobile Arena while TBV was simultaneously killing it live at Beer House. They sold, and this is where it gets tricky, right? He says approximately. That's a very
strong word. Yeah.
Approximately 1.1 million pay-per-view buys. Multiple industry sources have told ESPN. Now, the last one is said to have done 1.3 million, and this one coming in at 1.1, which is a difference of about 200,000. But like Mike said, that $10 increase definitely gives them some extra dollars to throw around. Now, I don't want to make this a financial show, so what I'll say is, with these numbers coming in the way that they did, and I'm going to say strongly, I consider this a great number. I don't think there's very many U.S.-based or U.S. fighting-based fighters racking in a million-plus pay-per-view buys every time they fight or every other time they fight, however you guys want to word it.
And living like 2018 in the age that we live in with streaming and like getting stuff illegally is so easy for it to still do over a million, 1.1. I mean, that's damn good. His
it speaks to his fandom. And
exactly.
And, you know, Is he carrying the torch? Is he taking the torch from both Pacquiao and Mayweather, who at one point in their careers were consistent with a million pay-per-view buys every time they went up? Now, we haven't seen Canelo do a million pay-per-view buys with the likes of a Liam Smith or anything like that. But now that he's faced this boogeyman, does it matter who's the next dance partner?
Yeah, I believe it does matter who's the next dance partner, because even I saw a figure that in the Cotto fight, when he fought Cotto, that only did like 900,000 buys. So with a big name like Cotto and you only doing 900,000 buys, I mean, I think the dance partner does matter. But maybe, you know, one of these days or one of these years, somebody come out of the blue and have a good mouthpiece that can provoke that and have Canelo in the ring with somebody that's of equal standards, which it's going to be pretty hard, because right now ain't nobody doing what Canelo's doing. You can go over there and say Anthony Joshua is doing 1.1, but 1.1 at $24.
I mean, that's like $20.
Now, right now his is like €24.99, which is about almost 30. Well, not about $30 US. So honestly, yeah,
that means that Canelo did, for every one buy, Canelo did three of Joshua.
Yeah. So
if Canelo sold 1.1, he really
Joshua sold 300,000.
No. If Canelo sold 1.1, he really sold 3.3 million pay-per-views.
Like, UK.
These UK dudes, I see them in the chat. I wasn't going to fucking even address it because it's like, yo, it's too early in the morning to get upset. But these dudes, they like wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Everything got to be a comparison with them. I guarantee you, I ain't even going to go there. I was going to go there, but I ain't going to go there. I'm going to just say, damn, why y'all gangbanging on bacon? Why can't you just be happy in the morning? Right away, it's got to be an Anthony Joshua comparison, and then they get upset when he gets unwarranted hate. But like, you're putting him up against, again, a proven cash cow.
Yeah, he's pretty proven. I mean, the guy did a million with Chavez Jr., did a million with Good Luck in the first time, did a million second time, did 900,000 with Cotto, and even did 400,000, 500,000 with Liam Smith.
Dude, the amount of theaters that hosted this
that too.
It was over 450 theaters. They had closed circuit. Like, Joshua gets the arena. That's it. You know, a couple of skyboxes in the arena. You know what I mean? Like, stop with these ridiculous comparisons, brother. Money is in the U.S. of A. That's why every big fight happens here. Stop it. But anyway, I will say this, though. If you guys want to make it a U.K.-U.S. thing, U.S. needs to learn from you guys. You know, maybe Canelo fighting in Texas a little more. The thing is that no one's paying real money for those hot-ass seats to be in the sun or to be in the rain. Like, fucking William Hill was putting out ponchos in the rain. Like, I don't want no fucking poncho. Take your ponchos, turn it sideways, and shove it up your candy ass. Give me a seat, especially at a big fight. I don't have to be cold or windy, chilly, and B, I'm fucking dry.
One thing that was I thought more people would be like attracted to like the live event. But the first fight did 27 million in ticket sales, and the second fight did 23 million in ticket sales, which is shit, fucking still fucking excellent, you know what I'm saying?
A couple of thousand away, but it just means I think that, you know, one or two people were turned off. Like, I don't think it really matters. Canelo isn't far off, right? Like, this fight generated 23 million from ticket sales, right? And September's also at the T-Mobile, you know. Actually, the rematch is the one that generated more.
Did I read that wrong? I thought the rematch, the first gate figure for Alvarez, Golovkin 2, places it behind the first fight.
Because it says the gate for Alvarez placed behind the first. Oh, yeah, you're right. Behind the last fight, which generated.
Yeah.
So you're right. The first one did more. And the all-time highest is Mayweather versus Manny at 72. But look at the – I mean, it's not that big of a difference. We're talking about like a $50 million, give or take a couple million difference in Canelo and Floyd and Manny. And honestly, Canelo and Manny – I mean, excuse me, Floyd and Manny have about 20 years, maybe 15 years on Canelo ahead of them, maybe 10. Yeah.
10 that's true. That's true.
You know, not only 10 years fighting experience, but 10 years popularity, 10 years, you know, being pay-per-view stars, like so much more for this kid to be generating a third of what they, of what the two of them combined, not individually, the two of them combined generated. This kid is right there.
And another big factor is at the age of 26, 27, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather weren't pulling in these kind of numbers. Floyd didn't start making his big money until like the turn of, well, I don't say that, but like the triple digits and shit like that, he started making it within the last 10 years.
Cash cow, man. Cash cow. Listen, and if he takes a page out of Oscar's book, he'll fight a couple of these guys. He'll fight the Jamal Charlos. He really would. You know, if Oscar was smart, if Oscar was smart, he would offer Jamel the fight. Not Jamal.
Yeah. You definitely offered the little brother to fight. You definitely
offer
do
the
that.
Little brother, and you build it. You build it. Two Houston brothers, right? You offer the little brother the boxing hardcores. We're gonna hate. Oh, he's cherry picking again. But the average fan, they ain't gonna see that. They're gonna see black versus Mexican, two Texans. Then
Canelo. And some hardcores will like look at it and be like, "Hey, Jamel got a shot."
Oh, he absolutely has a shot.
I'm going to say now, okay.
He absolutely has a shot. But maybe for Eric Gomez and Oscar De La Hoya, they feel safer because Canelo's been heavier forever, you know? So then, boom. Canelo, let's say hypothetically, because I know Jamel's going to hunt me down in the hallway somewhere and start talking shit, but hypothetically, he beats Jamel. It sets it up for the mandatory, the bigger brother. There's a storyline now. Now you've given them a storyline, and you've also given them both paydays. So, Jamel, I hope you got this far in the show. You know what I'm saying? They both got in paydays.
They not only that.
Out before, so what's the difference?
Like, you can put like a little three-foot
trout.
Yeah, like you can like throw a little break in between the Jamel and Jamal's fight. If you put like a Danny Jacobs, who's already with HBO, let him fight.
You don't want
to. Hey, you never know.
Jacobs could take it, and then you're tied up in rematches.
I was more impressed by how Canelo looked the second fight than Jacobs looked the first
fights. That's
true.
Fights, you know what I mean? Canelo looked good, and as good as he did because he had 24 rounds to box Golovkin. This will be his first time in there with Jacobs. Is he going to be as aggressive as he was with Golovkin in the second fight? I doubt it because he don't know what's coming.
He
tasted the power of Golovkin. That's why he was not weary. But he ain't done that till he done that with Jacobs.
Well, what about the Andrade and the Billy Joe Saunders wonder? I mean, because I don't think you do both brothers back to back. I think you put a fight in between it and let the other brother make some noise.
But look, I mean,
the press conference and crash that and crash this and hop in the ring.
But you can do that. But you got to think about it, bro. Whoever comes out of that Andre Billy Joe fight. They're a good fighter.
Yes.
Unless that's an ugly fight, which it very may well, it could be. It could end up being a boring, very technical, whack-ass boxing match, you know? But if it isn't and one guy comes out of there as a solidified winner, I don't think Canelo's looking that way because all you did was weed out who's absolutely the best boxer, you know? It's southpaw, right? Aren't they both southpaws?
Both of them southpaws, yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Canelo's already faced southpaws. He's already faced boxer southpaws who people thought were the best boxers, Cuban amateurs, you know?
Yeah.
He's done the Trouts. He's done the Alauras, you know? So maybe they look at it and like, hell yeah, they will do that, Billy Joe. That's an undisputed, you know? Billy Joe's always willing to travel, right? Maybe they could do it in Mexico City or some shit. Billy Joe was willing to go to Kazakhstan. I don't know if there's money in Mexico City. I'm just
Yeah, pesos ain't Them pesos, not euros, you feel
me? I mean, but look, we got to remember, them pesos, not euros, but they be bringing huge soccer teams in there. It don't be Mexico playing versus Mexico and that motherfucker do it.
I ain't seen, man, you go to, I go to that motherfucker, I ain't seen Liverpool down to that bitch either, bro. I don't follow soccer.
You got a window to bring a team like Liverpool over here, right?
I don't follow soccer, bro. No, don't give me a lie, nigga.
Strike that from the whole show.
Don't give me the lie, goddamn, because I do not know shit about soccer. I know that they use their feet, and that's it. But is Canelo like the cat? I mean, is he that guy now? Like, is he like what everybody wants?
Been that guy, but you know, these numbers and the style of fight, because he changed a lot of trainers and minds and hardcores out there. Obviously, there's still some sheep that seen Triple G winning and are upset. You know, I see Team Triple G very sour. And that's what I'm saying. They need to just go ahead, get this rematch, get that trilogy on, and let this be Triple G's legacy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he could get the last one. I doubt it. I think not. The third one, they put him out. I think they put him out.
Let me throw like a monkey wrench in here, right? All right. So let's just say hypothetically that people that bought the last fight were buying it because they wanted to see Triple G beat up Canelo because he's a drug cheat. Do you think that lingers on like on down the road? Do you think like he will have any like residual side effects on it?
I didn't even hear anybody bring it back up after he didn't test positive again.
I mean, it was I had a couple partners on Facebook that brought it up with like when I thought Triple G won. I don't know what Canelo was on. All right, bro, but you know what I'm saying.
Listen, people want to go that rabbit hole. Let them. You know, I'm watching boxing. The test came back clean, and I seen a superior man. That's all. It's like, that's all. We seen someone better than another guy on that night.
That's it. Maybe he just.
There's some highlights floating around of Canelo getting hit with a 1-2 that I was like, damn. But at the same time, it's like my man threw a left hook and a right immediately. Like, he didn't get shaken up to the point where he had to take a step back and reset. He got hit. And he rolled with them punches and threw his own. Both of his shits missed.
Nigga, it's one clip.
You gotta respect my man's chin, bro. Canelo, like, I don't know, man. People gotta put respect on his name. It's just the bottom line. Like, we never really thought of Canelo the way that I'm starting to look at him. Like, yo, he's ballsy. He walked him down. He took his shots. He keeps fighting the tough guys. He keeps fighting the guys we say he won't fight. Like, bro, at what point are we going to stop saying this dude's a fraud? Like, he fought Triple G twice. He fought Trout. He fought Laura. You know what I'm saying? Then he got names like Mosley on there, Floyd on there, you know?
Chavez Jr., which is just a name. Yeah. Just a name. But, man, I think shit Canelo, I just think, man, he could do himself such a fucking service. If he just fucking starts speaking English, I know he understands it because like he can answer a question that, you know what I'm saying? But
listen, man, that's what gave Oscar that crossover lapel, being able to connect with the women in English. But Canelo, I mean, look, when you're that comfortable and you're making that many millions, you're like Anthony Joshua. You're not going to change who you are. Because it's like, I'm already making 20 million. What the fuck do I care what they think? I'm like, you know, I just got to keep winning. I don't got to say all these. That's why he barely does interviews, right? Both of them. Like, when you're on that level, you do what you want, man. You do what you want.
Absolutely.
I mean, selling 1.1. Will he sell more if he spoke English? Yeah. But
yeah, a little bit.
Are the networks happy with 1.1? Hell yeah.
They fucking ecstatic. Fucking Wilder Fury to do the 1.1 boy Joshua, man. He might be fucking 60-40.
Wilder Fury does 1.1. They don't need Joshua. Like, does he need Joshua for legacy? Yeah.
Will
it turn into Mayweather Pacquiao? And it's like, yo, it's 5 years. You ain't fought Joshua. Yup. But he could just pick up and do like Canelo, fight Liam Smiths of the world and get 350 pay-per-view buys. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you do those numbers, you don't need nobody, and you dictate. That's why Joshua dictates. That's why Canelo dictates. They tell you what's going to happen. How's it going to happen?
So let's just play a little fucking where does it go? What his last two fights doing 1.1 and 1.5, I mean 1.3. Do you think HBO ponies up enough money to keep him?
I don't know.
Does the Zone, does ESPN, does Fox?
It doesn't even matter what HBO does. I think that this pay-per-view, and if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button, those thumbs up. Let us know that you're enjoying these shows early in the morning as me and Mike are out here grinding. Hit that thumbs up button as we're giving you that boxing talk on your commute to work. You know, don't forget to drop us a 5-star review on iTunes to continue to make this the number one boxing podcast on the planet. So, Mike, I just think what this does is strengthen the resume, right? Because, like, we all know he's a free agent, or his lawyers are going to fight hard to make him a free agent. And with free agency comes bidding wars. And with this being the only U.S. fighting fighter pay-per-view star, I think that everyone's going to bid out the ass. I think it would be stupid of Eddie Hearn not to bid. I'm 100% sure Bob is going to bid because he's already been vocal in the media. And I'm pretty sure HBO will also do, you know, like they'll have, I don't know, last rights. Now, Darren Lovegrove in the chat says pay-per-view in UK was only $25. So you see, that means that Canelo did three times and a third. Like, just saying, man. But looks like your peoples are in the chat, Mike. Little Rock and his bitch. Maurice, what up? So yeah, man, I think that this 1.1 strengthens it, and Bob is looking at it like, all right, this is on HBO with poor promotion. Bob left HBO. He's looking at this like, wow, this kid did 1.1. Imagine.
And one thing that I want fans to fucking like take out of that sentence you just said, poor promotion and still did 1.1. Like the promotion, like the fucking split screen press conference, the no face off until fucking way in,
all that,
of HBO doing a fucking 24/7.
Those 100,000 right there that they dropped really are 400, right? Because people expected this to do 1.5 at least because it was a rematch, but because of the lack of promotion, they lost about 400,000. You know, because these were split screen pay per views, because they didn't want to face off. You're absolutely right. Good call, Mike. Good call on that. Remembering that they did a shitty job. They didn't even have an announcement press conference, where typically it's like Canelo Triple G 2, New York City press tour, Los Angeles press tour, Mexico press tour. You know what I mean? They didn't do none of that. They didn't treat this as a big fight. They tried to treat it as a grudge match and expect the people to get behind it. And again, some did. An entire 1.1 million of them did. So shout out to Canelito doing his thing. Yeah, man. Final thoughts, I guess, Mike. Canelo 1.1.
Fucking Wayne. Mike is finally right on something. Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it, brother. Final thoughts is Canelo, man. He's the guy now. He's the Mayweather. He's the cash cow. He's the creme de la creme. He is the king of boxing right now. Nobody does more numbers. Nobody sells more. Nobody has a bigger following than Canelo. So excited to see if he changes networks and where he would go and try to see these bidding wars that's going to happen for him. I mean, I think it's good for him. I mean, on the other hand, Gennady, I mean, where does he go from now? What does he do? I know his contract is up too, but at the same time, is he damaged good? Is he too old? Never know. All these things will play out eventually, and we'll just have to see. Yeah, you can follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
So we got people in the chat, and they're like, yo, 17 million people watch Murata. This is from Darren again. And I guess Murata's is Toyota Corolla, right? Mura?
Yeah, right? I thought it was way more than 17 million. I thought it was like 40 million. The point
is, it was 17 million in like China somewhere, bro.
Japan, yeah. It was on like their free TV too. Yeah, so I mean,
we can't make no money off that. Like, as a promoter, we don't make no money off. I mean, that's good. That's a good headline for Bob to use. Like, yeah, 17 million watched them in Japan. Okay. How does that help any advertiser in the U.S.? Why would they give Bob money for a fight versus Canelo and fucking Toyota Corolla? Like, you guys are in, like, in a wasteland with your brains, man. Get off the drugs, all right? Get the fuck off the drugs. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And you never know. We might be right back if Mike doesn't have low blood sugar and has to go to bed.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm up, and then we should be back with this Showtime special, hopefully.
I don't know. I mean, is that the way to go? Like, no. I didn't even read a story, but like Espinoza saying we're gonna spend more money. Like, really? I mean, shouldn't that have been in the budget headline? Like, 120 million. Like, you're gonna spend more money. So where are you gonna get it? Are you gonna get it like a secret? Another 60 million? I don't get it.
Just got to read it and find out. Maybe something in there that pokes your interest.
Maybe they used a poor title, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Instagram, Twitter, and SGTO. Do say, have a good morning.
Peace.